Om Shanti, good evening. Good evening to everyone and welcome. Welcome to this very, very special session focused on a very special subject, very mysterious subject maybe for some of us, the subtle regions, and especially the title, I don't know if you have noticed, is the three Peris. So we are going to explore that with our distinguished guest, Brother Jeff. Brother Jeff, you have incarnated in this life in an Australian body, if I'm correct.
That's right.
And so welcome, really welcome. And why is Jeff so special in connection to this subject? It's because, first of all, Jeff is a very senior soul. He took Gyan almost 40 years ago. As he took Gyan in 85, so yes, almost 40 years ago in Australia. Since then, he has been used as a nimit, as an instrument in various places, centers, retreat centers, including Baxter in Australia. Then he moved to Bharat in the year 2000, where he was used extensively and intensively by Baba, especially according to one of his specialities, which is the creation of pictures and videos. And so, for instance, he cooperated to this great movie that got some nice awards, Exploring the Spirit Within, or Discovering the Spirit Within. And then also he stayed 8 years at the Godlywood studio. So you can guess that his specialty is very much connected to tonight's subject, because in the physical world, so he has had this capacity and still has this capacity to create images and to be connected to the world of visions. So now you are based in Shantivan, right?
Great.
And so thank you for having taken the time to join us today. And so, first of all, Jeff, I have to say that perhaps you could not expect a worse interviewer as I. I'm sorry to say that.
I don't know, your introduction was pretty good.
Because I have to say, I don't know about you in the room this evening, but as for me, so I've been in Gyan for 30 years, and in the beginning I had some glimpses of some experiences in the subtle regions, but I would say that now for many years I'm more focused on Paramdham and had some beautiful experiences in Paramdham and in connection to Shiv Baba. But the door to the subtle regions now, I would say, is not easily opened as far as I'm concerned. I don't know about you. Any of you here is familiar and can go at will to the subtle region? Maybe you could raise your hand. Not that many. Okay.
Zero.
Yeah, okay. Congratulations. Mubarako.
Oh, this one.
Yes.
Okay.
And so the other speciality of Jeff, of our dear brother Jeff, is that for 2 years, as he came in Gyan, as Baba awakened him, for 2 years in a row, he had almost free access. You know, it's kind of open bar, free access to the subtle regions, right? And so we won't talk about that this evening, because you will find very detailed videos and other materials on the some of Baba's channels. You can very easily discover that. He has explained that and related that a lot. So today, really, we want to hear Jeff on how to practically access the subtle regions. And first of all, I'm going to ask you a few general questions so that get some familiarities with those regions. So first of all, still, without going, you know, again, too much into the details, but if you could tell us, what was your first experience of the subtle regions? How did it happen and what happened?
My first experience, when I came to Baba, I was living in a flat with a good friend of mine. And so I changed my lifestyle because I did the course. The center was only a 5-minute walk from my flat. So I changed my lifestyle and I started coming to the center every day, to Murali. And I started doing Amrit Vela almost straight away and haven't stopped. So then I came to Maraban after 6 months of following principles. In those days, it was 6 months. And then after I got back, I moved into a brother's house for BKs. There was about 3 or 4 brothers living there. And this is in Bondi in Sydney, Australia. And it was after I moved into the brother's house that all of these things started happening. And this is visions I had. Baba gave me a lot of visions for some reason. But the subtle region experience, my first one, was in this brother's house at Amrit Vela in Baba's room. And I just sat down in Baba's room like normal. And then all of a sudden, I just found myself standing in front of Bab Dada, and a whole lot of other children were there. And I think most of them were foreigners. And then this whole scene started. And my first question, as soon as I saw that I was standing in front of Bab Dada, was, why am I here? Because I seemed to automatically know I was in the subtle region. I think it's an automatic thing. Obviously, Baba has his secrets of how that happens. But Baba didn't answer my question, and he just said, come on, children, follow me. He turned around and walked off very fast, and all the other children followed him, and I was the last one to follow him. So all the scene opened out, and this sort of scene that happened was like it was a message for me. It was a lesson, actually. It was a lesson. And I'm not sure if we have time to actually go quickly into this scene, but anyway, we were walking, following Baba. He was walking very fast. He looked over his shoulder and said, come on, children, follow me. So we all followed him. And then somehow we found ourselves in this huge garden, and all the other children were just smelling these beautiful flowers, and the flowers represented all the virtues. So each child was attracted to the flower that appealed, the virtue that appealed to them the most. But I was only interested in finding Baba, to find out why I was here, you know. So I looked around, and there was this small lake in the middle of this garden, and there are these small lotus boats sitting on the shore of this lake. And then Baba was standing on a hill on the other side of the lake. You know, he was smiling, but he wasn't saying anything. So then I had the thought, yes, I have to get into the boat and head across the lake to Baba. So I got into one of these little lotus boats, and it took off from the shore by itself.
Gotcha.
And I was going in this boat, and then the water started getting a little choppy. And after that, it got a lot choppy. Then these huge waves started, and I was hanging on like to the sides of the boat. I was being tossed around, and then all these questions in my mind, why is this happening? What's going on? You know, why is this sort of like, you know, here? What am I doing here? Why is this happening? So, and then all of a sudden it all stopped, and it was very quiet again. And I looked down, and the Murali appeared in my lap. And the Murali, you know, is knowledge and understanding, you know. So all of these questions are answered by the Murali. You know, that was the lesson, you know. And I looked up at Baba, and he was smiling, and that's when I found myself back at Amrit Vela in Baba's room. So that was my first experience of the subtle regions. And then I started thinking about, how does Baba actually do that, you know? Because the subtle regions, as we know, is what Baba created when the confluence age started. And it was the first task he had, was to create this region, this dimension that is wedged in between the soul world and this physical dimension, you know. So it's a temporary dimension only for the confluence age, and it's only for Brahmins. If I know many souls have actually asked me, you know, do Lokiks actually go there? And no, it's only for Brahmins, because once you become Baba's child, your perfect form is created in the subtler regions, you know. And I'm sure all of you have heard, you know, the story of Dadi Gulzar. When she was a small child, she went into trance and she saw perfect Brahma sitting there. And then she came back and told, you know, the physical Brahma that there's another one of you up there, you know. So Brahma Baba told her, oh, go ask who he is, you know. So she went back. And so that was her role, you know, her amazing role of going into trance at any time, you know. And she asked, and of course it was the perfect Brahma. So we all have our perfect self there, you know, our perfect light, you know, our angelic form, as Baba calls it, you know. So something to actually try and experience also. It's one of the five forms, the angelic form. Baba has talked about the five forms. So make practice. Yeah.
Beautiful. I think we were already with you when you mentioned about this experience. So you said, and you reminded us, that they are between this world and Paramdhamma. Mm. Any other, because you have researched so extensively and intensively on that, and because in the beginning you had easy access, so any other aspect you would like to share so that it makes it easier for us to go there?
One of the center I was going to had a lot of buttis, and in those buttis I had a lot of visions. So those buttis were actually really good. I mean, we used to have 2-hour buttis, you know, at a time, and of course there were no chairs at that time. We were all young and we're all sitting on the floor, you know. So we're having very, very intense tapasya, and this is where I had a lot of the visions. And one of the visions, I was actually standing in Shankarpuri, you know.
I will ask you the question, yeah, because it's the theme, one of the theme of this evening.
Yeah, so Shankarpuri is one of the 3 levels of the subtle region. It's the top level. But while I was there, I could literally see the soul world just there. And I could see like a curved horizon in the Shankarpuri. It was like the barrier between that level and the soul world, and it was so close that if I could put my arm up, it would have gone into the soul world. It was like that close. And it got me thinking, simply because seeing this slight curve on the horizon, that it made me realize that the very original pictures of the 3 worlds, that is egg-shaped, you know, if you've seen the very old pictures of the 3 worlds that are egg-shaped, and then you have, you know, the soul world, and then subtle world, and then the earth, and the physical universe is in the center. It's actually like that, you know. That's not just some representation, that there is a curve to the dimensions that surround, you know. So my turning after that was that the soul world must surround the physical dimension, you know, because Baba says it's infinite, so it must be like that. So that was an experience of the 3rd level, the Shankarpuri. Yeah.
Acha, so maybe you could go deeper into what. So first of all, we agree that we have really to say subtle regions, and not only subtle region, because I don't know about you, but for the last years, you know, most of the time when we read or hear about the Bogue message, it seems it's mostly in one layer of the subtle regions. But in the past, yeah, it seems that Baba talked more about the other layers. So could you describe, first of all, the Brahma layer, Avyat Brahma layer, and then Vishnu layer and Shanta layer? You have done that already, but then the 2 other layers?
There are 2 other layers, yeah. Of course, the most common one for the trance messengers is Brahmapuri, or the white light, the realm of white light, the layer, if you like, of the subtle region that's white light. And when I had this experience at Amritvela in the brother's house, you couldn't see an horizon. It was just white everywhere. I could see Babdadar, I could see the other children. We were standing there, but there was no floor. So there's obviously, you know, because in a region of light, there's no up and down, but you have to make an up and down. Otherwise, we as human beings have an up and down. You know, we are here on the earth. Earth has gravity, you know, so we are planted on it with our feet. So obviously, Baba sort of like, you know, projects that as well. So the trance messengers, when they go to Brahmapuri, is that first region for Brahmins, for messages. It's for Baba's task, you know. I remember one brother in Australia had a really good experience. He saw in the subtle world, in Brahmapuri, in that wider, he saw Baba at a giant console. And there were huge amounts of TVs. And each TV had one part of something going on in the drama, not just logically, but like service, sort of like what Brahmins were doing and things like that. Now, whether that was a depiction for him to, so he could churn that Baba actually does a lot of tasks through that subtle regions, you know, that's his like go-to sort of region in order to see what's going on in the drama. You know, because if you think about how many children there are all having yoga with Baba, all doing service, needing Baba's help, you know, he needs like a central point where he can find out what is going on everywhere. Not that, I mean, he's God, so he can do that in the soul world as well, probably, because all during the copper age he was giving visions on the path of devotion, you know, and being in the soul world, how does he know that someone's doing intense devotion down here, you know? So obviously he has that power and that capacity to actually, I think this is why he's called omnipotent, all-powerful, you know, because he can see almost what's going on with so many children all at once and help them almost instantly all at once, you know, at different times in the drama. So that's the Brahmapuri, and that's, I think, where Babdadar, well, that's where Brahma Baba is, and that's where Shiv Baba also, he's Karanhar and Karavanhar, that's where he actually works a lot, you know. The Vishnupuri, and this is another Bhatti experience from that centre in that 2-year period, was I found myself again standing in the white region, the Brahmapuri, and Mama and Baba were actually standing there together.
Mama as well.
Mama as well, yeah, and a whole lot of children. And Mama and Baba were talking about the virtues of the Brahmin family and all the children, you know. So, and then as they...
Sorry to interrupt you, but so right. You could understand, by which means, like, could you... Was this in English in your mind? Or
in my mind, it's in English.
It's English.
Baba would be thinking in Hindi, because he's a Hindi speaker. And I've had this experience in the courtyard of Pandabhavan. One very powerful senior was walking behind me, and she was obviously thinking very, very hard. And I'd just come out of a bhatti, and I heard the sentence in my head, but it was in English. But I knew it wasn't from me. You know, it was like, because I'd come out of a bhatti, you're like a receiver, a radio receiver. I was in the military, so I was doing radar communications and things like that. And but it is like a receiver, and the powerful seniors are like powerful transmitters, you know. So obviously she was very deep in thought, and I picked up this thought, and I turned around and I said, "That's not me, who is that?" And I turned around and she was walking straight behind me in very deep concentration, you know. And I thought, wow. But it came in my mind in English. So, and that's the beauty of the vibration of thoughts. It transcends all languages, you know, vibrations, thoughts transcend all languages. I can, you know, think something, someone might pick it up, you know, but they will pick it up in their own language, but they will get the meaning. And it's happened to me as well. When I was doing service up here on the very top office in this little room doing the animations for Discover the Spirit Within, there was a really lovely little scene. The brothers were all crammed in watching cricket, because of course India is cricket crazy. So is Australia. And so one of the brothers turned around and asked something in Hindi. Now at that time I didn't understand Hindi. I still don't understand a lot of Hindi, but I can read Hindi. And but for some reason I picked up his intention. I knew what he wanted. So I turned around and switched off the light, you know, and they all looked around and they all said, "You understand Hindi?" And I said, "No, but I picked up his intention, you know, his thought." He obviously was projecting this thought, you know, so you can pick up the intention. So it's like that in the subtler regions. They were speaking, but they weren't speaking in...
So Mama and Brahma were speaking...
obviously in Hindi, but in my mind it was coming in English. But what happened, of course, once they had finished, we all took an elevator. It was like a lift, and you could physically... We all rose, and the level changed, and we were all up in Vishnupuri. So we went actually up a level to Vishnupuri, and we were standing on this hill overlooking this really enormous palace. And I will say it is enormous. It went on for a long time, you know. But this is not just the building. This is the gardens and gazebos and, you know, play areas and other buildings and wings. And then Mama and Baba started talking about the virtues of the deities, how the virtues of the Brahmins transfer to be the virtues of the deities and the virtues of the Brahmin family, and our connection with each other and our unity all transfer to the Golden Age. You know, so everything that we do here, our dharana, you know, all of our virtues and our powers that we accumulate here all transfer to the new world, you know, and we do it as like a family, as the start of a new civilization, which is a small family, you know, less than a million people. So all of the things that we do now transfer to the Golden Age. So that's my first experience of Vishnupuri, you know. And it is, I always think of the subtler regions like a playground for Baba's children, you know, those who have become Baba's direct children. This is our playground where we can experience different things. We can experience our perfect angelic form, which is what the Brahmapuri is for. We can experience our deity form, which is what the Vishnupuri is for. And we can experience the deep tapasya form, which of course is what Shankarpuri is for, the deep silence. And if you want to, and I've experienced this, experience deep silence without trying to get to the point-like form of the soul world, you can go to Shankarpuri, because you can still have awareness and thoughts without going totally silent, but feel the silence from the soul world, which is like literally just above Shankarpuri, you know. So it's a really nice method of actually experiencing silence if you're finding it hard to get to the soul world, you know. That's what I found.
So, we know more about Brahmapuri, we know more about Vishnupuri. You also told us about Shankarpuri. Certainly, you could go on and on, but anyway, again, I can refer you to the other sharings that are posted on the internet. As I've told you, I myself nowadays am more connected to Paramdham, so, but as a faithful Baba's child, of course, I know the subtle regions exist. I have full faith in what you say, full faith in the experience of the seniors. Suppose I would like to start from scratch and start to try to open again this door. What would you suggest? It seems to me that so, for you, those experiences, for instance, they happen mostly during Bhatis, they happen mostly during Amrit Vela. I mean, any practical suggestion Of course, supposing that it is granted that as a BK, of course, I follow all the dharanas and the maryadas and so forth, of course. But then, on top of that...
I think you're actually on the right path, because I always refer to Brahma Baba's experience, you know, because when Brahma Baba became avyakt, when he left the body, they asked him what it was like, you know, because he's left the body and he's gone to the subtle region, you know. And he said it was just like changing his clothes and walking into another room, you know. So it was so easy, you know. But then I wondered from churnings, you know, how do you get to that stage where it becomes so natural that when you leave, it's like the deities when they leave, you know, there's no sort of like trauma, there's no, you know, difficulty or any discomfort or anything like that, even though Brahma Baba had, I think, a heart attack, and so he just leave. But the leaving was very, and Shiv Baba has said it in the Muralis, it's like a hair through butter, and it becomes very easy, you know. But from, you know, all the classes I've read and everything like that, and what the senior's experiences of Brahma Baba is that in his final stage, it's as though he was always in soul world. And I know from class Avyakt Bap Dada's Muralis that, of course, the way to make the subtle angelic stage permanent is by having that subtle point stage, you know, the stage of constantly going to the soul world and getting into that deep silence and changing your sanskaras, you know, so that all the original virtues, all the original sanskaras from how we were 5,000 years ago, how we were in our first birth, you know, all those sanskaras come back, because that's our original sanskaras when we first come down from soul world. We have our original sanskaras, you know. So we have to have that practice of what you're doing in order to make those sanskaras permanent. And of course, the more we do that, the more we achieve our subtle stage. And the more, I mean, it's not so much, I mean, for me, I use the subtle regions, or I churn about the subtle regions, or I don't try and experience the subtle regions, but if I need a question from Bap Dada or ask Brahma Baba, because Brahma Baba had all the experience of life, you know, having his own business and knowing the children, you know, having his own children and things like that. So he knows many different situations that happen in our Lokic lives, you know, that he might have an answer as well to that experience. So I use the subtle regions for questions and for experiences and for a relationship with Brahma Baba, because I found for many years I was lacking that connection with Brahma Baba. So, like, after these experiences, I dropped off from the subtle regions, you know, and once that honeymoon period, as we call it, you know, was over and we have to stand on our own two feet, for at least about 10 years, I didn't go much into the subtle world. But after that, I realized, you know, we are going to a kingdom that is ruled by a ruler who's actually Brahma Baba, you know, the first prince, the first ruler. So we're going to actually his kingdom. He is the ruler of the kingdom. So it's nice to have that connection with him. But also as a Brahmin, because we're, like Baba says in the Murali, Shiv Baba says in the Murali, we are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. We are not Shiv Kumars and Kumaris. You know, so we need a connection with Brahma Baba. And for a long time I have avoided that. And I know why I avoided that, and it's a personal thing from my last birth. So it's a thing. I mean, I know many Brahmins have difficulty having a relationship with Brahma Baba, out of many different reasons. Some have a bad relationship with their own Lokic father, you know, and that can translate into, you know, a relationship with Brahma Baba as well. But we also look at him like Bap Dada as a guide, but Shiv Baba as well. But Brahma Baba is there also as, you know, a brother and friend. He's the older brother, you know, so you can ask anything of him and look at his example, you know, of how he did things as well.
Beautiful.
So, I'm not sure if that answered your question, you know, but for me, I think I do a lot of yoga in the soul world because obviously that's where the silence, where we can still the mind, you know, where we can have that yoga, direct yoga with Shiv Baba. But also I think we need that subtle connection in the subtle regions with Brahma Baba as well and Bap Dada together, you know. Because many times I've had a question, I hear this almost this answer in my head, look at the agent, you know, because the agent is the example, you know, or, you know, so then I start thinking about, and then an answer might come because how would Brahma Baba do something like that, you know, because he went through everything and he sort of like found all the answers and became Avyakt.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So shall we practice for a few minutes?
Mm.
If you're okay, Jeff?
Yeah, sure.
You are inviting us as Baba's.
Baba is inviting everyone to the subtle regions.
That's it. Baba. So, if we can have some special light and usual special meditation music. And because Brother Jeff is very Gupta, is very incognito, so usually he doesn't guide the meditation, so he will just be the power engine. He will guide us subtly, but you will hear my voice. And so let us be ready. Maybe you have a special question to ask Brahma Baba or Bap Dada. Maybe you want to see Mama or one of the seniors. So be ready, start to focus, and we will all go together. We can already slow down our mind. Detached ourselves from our physical body more and more. This is just matter, molecules, atoms. And start to fly away we go beyond the moon, the sun, the stars. This region of white light, and our beloved father Avyakt Brahma, and perhaps both Bap and Dada welcome us with a loving smile. They invite us to approach even more Ao Mera Bachcha, come, my child, or Meri Bachchi, my daughter. Bhaktada gives us drishti, loving and powerful drishti. Dada puts his holy hand over our angelic head. He hands over all the powers to us, heals us, and then we can have a chit chat with our beloved friend, father, husband, and then he tells us to go back to the physical world, that it will be possible to come back whenever we want. And so, gently, slowly, we leave Avyakt Bab Dada and come back with a full awareness of this plane, the physical plane. Acha Om Shanti. Thank you. So, Jeff, bye. Thank you. I feel really full of light. So I think it's thanks to your presence and, of course, the presence of the brothers and sisters here. Now, one question. how to be sure that it's not just a dream or my imagination, you know, when I want to so desperately to go to the subtle regions. So what would you say?
I would say, for me, I mean, I never desired to go to the subtle regions. It just happened. I mean, that was Baba's blessing, I guess. I'm not sure why or the karma. But for me, I always yearned about the subtle regions. But everything that like I've described is from an experience. So now, some people I know haven't had any visions. I mean, a lot of Brahmins, most Brahmins, I guess.
Mama also, it's supposed...
Yeah, they didn't have any visions, you know. She just used her intellect. She had a very, very clear intellect. And I love Mama's classes because they're so easy to understand, you know, because she was talking to a lot of the mothers, you know, so the knowledge is very done in such a way. She gave the knowledge in such a way. It was so simple to understand. But for me, I had to churn about these things, but not put my own manmat in there, you know. But I know many Brahmins, when I tell them an experience of a vision, they're a little bit skeptical, you know, because many Brahmins haven't had visions, so they don't know if you're just your own manmat, you know, or your, like you said, your imagination, or a dream, you know. But I know the difference between, and I say when I'm telling someone something, whether it's my own idea, it's my own churning, whether it's something I've heard, whether it's someone else's experience, whether it's my experience, you have to know the difference. You have to have the sort of like the internal sort of like vision without going into sort of like, I think it's like this because, you know, all I'm suggesting is that these are my experience and this is what it's like. But from the first time, and I have to apologize to the translators actually, because I'm an Australian, I speak fast. So Australians are known for speaking fast. So I hope the translators are okay keeping up. From that first time that I went to the subtle regions at Amritvela, somehow I just knew what it was, and that's Baba's power. But I think if we do enough yoga like you're doing, I think it comes naturally, the experiences. We don't desire the experiences. And if I have now, if I have, I don't desire to go to the subtle regions or into trance, and I haven't been to the subtle regions since those days, you know, I haven't seen anything since those days. But subtly, as we become more subtly because of yoga, we can actually subtly tune in and pick up things. But we have to be careful, because I know many Brahmins in the past have had experiences, but they've been from bodiless souls, you know. So, and some I can tell sometimes, you know, if someone's describing something, that I know it's been influenced by some other source, you know, because so I know in the past some Brahmins have been influenced by bodiless souls and they've left Baba as well, you know, because it's they've been having the wrong type of yoga, you know, or the wrong type of sanskaras have come out, and they become influenced from an external source, you know, because that's the role of the bodiless souls, is because they want to control, or they want to they are without a body, but they desire a body, you know, a lot of them, so they will invade someone else's body, and if your mind is not strong enough, then they will influence it also, you know.
That's what I was about to ask you, you know, any kind of precaution or...
just, I mean, like what you're doing, I mean, knowledge yoga, have the humility to know which is my own manmat, you know. And I'm sure in all of my speakings and churnings, because we have churnings about the cycle as well, it was the cycle that brought me into Gyan, and it's the cycle that has fueled my sort of like yogi life through the 90s as well. I did a lot of reading, you know, because I was born in a funny situation. I was born at a weapons research facility, a military base, you know, into a military family, and all the males went in the military. I was in the military, you know, I went as well. But all the everything that that experience seems to have translated also into some funny experiences with the cycle and with the confluence age and the near future that's coming in the next 10 years. So you're in for a treat, because there's things out there that are coming that are very... It'll be an interesting sort of drama in any case. But for me, the subtle regions, it's more about the yoga. And I mean, Trish told me about, you know, because I've mentioned it before about the point-like state. It was one of the original Avyakta Murlis when I first came to Baba. It was the last Murli of the season. He talked about the Avyakta state becoming permanent because of the point-like state. And now, like just then, sitting in yoga, I didn't try and go to the subtle regions. All I did was remember Baba in the point-like state, not even going to soul world. And I know I'm on the right track, because every time now, this is after, I guess, years of practice, every time I think of Baba, I just get a smile on my face. You know, it automatically comes. There's no... I'm not smiling because of some thought. I'm smiling because I'm actually connected with Baba, and Baba's giving me a nice experience, you know. So this is my sort of like, what do you call it, gauge, mm-hmm. as to if I'm having really good yoga. And it is because of that point-like state. And over the years, I've tried many different techniques, and they all...
You're really a scientist, huh? You have like a scientist oriented mind, right?
Yeah. The more like, technical.
That's what Baba says, you know, let us explore in the inner laboratory of our own mind, right? So, you've done that beautifully, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, for me, it's easy to point like state. And what I've been doing recently is trying not to look at pictures and relying on pictures for my yoga. So I've even just had yoga staring at the back of a seat, staring at a blank wall, staring at sort of like nothing, because we have to connect with Baba wherever we are and what situation we are. So we always can't have a picture or the ideal situation there, you know, in order to connect with Baba. So I've been practicing that a lot, you know. But it is still... comes down to the basic yoga practice. What Baba says, even in the Sakha Muralis, is remember Baba in the soul world. Remember the soul world. Go into silence and remember, you know, Manmanabhav and Mariyajibhav. Remember the kingdom that's coming in the future. Remember that world, you know. And I guess this is probably why I've, in the last year, I've been getting into this AI image generation, you know, because I was in Mumbai for a month working on with the studio on this Delight animated film. You know, we used to spend sort of like weeks in Mumbai working with the studio. So we were there for a month, and some days we couldn't go in, so we were sitting around the center. So I thought, I need to keep... So I was just reading on a technical blog site, on a technical site, about AI. So I said, well, there's not enough images of the golden age because we need to think about the future more in order for it to come. We need to think about the golden age more, what it's like, because we have...
I may interrupt you, because also seeing the time, but it's very much connected to that.
Yeah, okay.
the 1 billion rupees question.
Yeah.
Have you connected? Have you seen your perfect form? You feel that you have done so
in the golden age perfect form.
I mean, in the subtle regions, yes. Have you seen your perfect form or connected with that?
I've never seen my perfect form, but I've felt it. Like even this meditation session that we have, it was like it was here, but it was overlaid on top of this body. But I was just sitting in it as just a point, but I could feel it overlaid on top of this physical body. And I think that's the last stage that Brahma Baba had, like permanently. You know, he had it all the time, which is why it was so easy for him to transition to the subtle regions. I only experience it like then, sitting in, but he was experiencing all the time, so then I need to try and get to that state, you know, and experience that all the time, still while doing activity, still while we have to work in the physical world and do our tasks and Baba's service, but still try and experience that subtle body. And Baba has mentioned that in the African Melodies, go up in a second, experience your avyak stage, come down, do the task, then go back up again. But sometimes when you're doing Baba service, try and feel like you're doing it in your avyakt body as well, you know, so try and get sort of like experience. So you experiment, you know.
Beautiful. And I note also one paradoxes, but in this again we know there are so many paradoxes that you said you are training, and I've heard other senior souls saying that they are training to, you know, meditate and be connected with Baba without any support. But we also know that the daddies, they were very much drawn to the translate, and wherever they went, you know, they, okay, I'm going into Baba's room to say hello to Baba or to say goodbye. So
I also do that, you know, but I do practice outside. I mean, and last week I was here in Gyansarovar. This is a really nice experience. I was sitting in Baba's room for evening meditation. The power went off, but the translite is on solar power. So the translite remained on. And when the power goes off in Baba's room at night, of course, it's complete pitch black. But the translite has the blue background, you know. So when the translite was on, it bathed the whole of the Baba's room out here in this pale blue light. And I could see the silhouette of everyone sitting on the floor. The silhouette was silhouetted by that pale blue light. Instantly, I was in the subtle region. It was like physically being in the subtle region. And immediately I asked Baba, why don't we have a room like this, you know, just with this pale blue light and the only light in the room, and it felt so much like the subtle regions. And I had never experienced that before physically, you know, but it was such a nice experience. I thought, man, we have to build a room like this, you know, so we can go in and experience the subtle regions. So maybe it's something we can do, set aside a room and...
Definitely, we hope that some brothers...
We have the red light. The red light is very common, but the pale blue light to experience what it's like in the subtle regions. But maybe just because there's the translite has the little Shibaba red light up the top, so that is like the subtle world, and then the soul world is just there. Yeah, so that would be nice, actually. So that was a nice experience, but it was instant. As soon as the power went off, it was like you're in the subtle region. It's very nice.
Beautiful. We are going to meditate, and by the way, going to the subtle regions, then to Paramdham, but maybe just the time for one crucial question, if anyone has one crucial question, and you want to ask to our expert here.
I wouldn't say I'm an expert, but anyway.
Or shall we just practice? So... Thank you so much, Brother Jeff. I feel very nourished and hopeful that, yes, I can have access to the personally to the subtle regions on a more regular basis. So
we can
you for that.
At any time. Yeah. Yeah.
So when you were in the settled regions with other brothers and sisters?
No.
Have you recognized some of them?
Yeah, I didn't see specific faces. I knew that many of them were foreigners, that first time especially. I knew that many of them were foreigners, but I didn't recognize. I wasn't looking at the faces, and I wasn't really looking at that detail. I was mostly focused on why I was there and Bob Dutter in front of me. But I knew that I could see everyone standing around, but of course everyone was facing Baba, and I wasn't really interested in that detail. And it was the same when I had a vision of the Golden Age once. I was in a palace and I was looking at the columns and the arches and how beautiful they were, but I couldn't draw it now. I couldn't draw the detail or the shape. You know, I just knew it was beautiful and what Baba was showing me, so that sort of detail wasn't there. But it was more of a, yeah, just a general sort of like...
But certainly, our brother was there, certainly.
I'm sure, yeah. We were there in 86.
Everyone
in the South regions
certainly was able to go there. And so let's go back there. And so if we can have again some avyakt music and perhaps the red lights... To finish with, and then we will meditate until 7:30.
And can I just say, go between the soul world and the subtle world, go between the two. Don't just try and get to the subtle world, because the soul world has the power in order to go, because that's the highest. So it's easier to go lower to the subtle world if you're already up past it, if you know what I mean.
Okay, beautiful piece of advice. So we should try first to go to Paramdham, and then, so we feel ourselves with love and power, and then we go to the subtle regions. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Jeff, bye.
Om Shanti. Stefan, Om Shanti. Thanks, everyone.